DeepEnglish.com.
In the not-too-distant future, we could be hearing something like this in the news. The biggest living organism on Earth has passed away. Has the smallest organism on Earth passed away? No, the smallest organism on Earth has not passed away. The biggest organism on Earth has passed away. Australia's Great Barrier Reef lived for more than 25 billion years. How long did Australia's Great Barrier Reef live? Australia's Great Barrier Reef lived for more than 25 billion years. At 1,400 miles long, the Great Barrier Reef was the only living organism visible from space. How many miles long was the Great Barrier Reef? The Great Barrier Reef was 1,400 miles long. What was the only living organism visible from space? The Great Barrier Reef was the only living organism visible from space. It was home to more biodiversity than all of Europe. Was it home to more biodiversity than the Americas? No, it wasn't home to more biodiversity than the Americas. It was home to more biodiversity than all of Europe. While it's sad enough to hear that our planet's biggest organism has died, what's even more heartbreaking is that we are the ones who killed it. Who killed the Great Barrier Reef? We are the ones who killed it. Our dependency on oil and gas has caused global warming, which has killed this magnificent organism. What has caused global warming? Our dependency on gas and oil has caused global warming. The Great Barrier Reef isn't the only life that has been lost due to humans and our misuse of the Earth's resources. Is the Great Barrier Reef the only life that has been lost due to our misuse of the Earth's resources? No, the Great Barrier Reef isn't the only life that has been lost due to our misuse of the Earth's resources. In the last 40 years, we have lost more than 50% of all this planet's wildlife. How much of this planet's wildlife have we lost in the last 40 years? In the last 40 years, we have lost more than 50% of all this planet's wildlife. More than 76% of freshwater wildlife has disappeared. Has more than 76% of ocean plant life disappeared? No, more than 76% of ocean plant life has not disappeared. More than 76% of freshwater wildlife has disappeared. If things continue this way, it's predicted that in 20 years, we'll have lost two-thirds of all wildlife on Earth. What is predicted to happen if things continue this way? If things continue this way, it's predicted that in 20 years, we'll have lost two-thirds of all wildlife on Earth. We are now seeing species extinction at more than 1,000 to 10,000 times the natural rate. What are we seeing at more than 1,000 to 10,000 times the natural rate? We are seeing species extinction at more than 1,000 to 10,000 times the natural rate. Humans are to blame for this sorry state of affairs. Who is to blame for this sorry state of affairs? Humans are to blame for this sorry state of affairs. A popular theory says that people who are dying experience five stages of grief, known as DABDA. Does a popular theory say that people who are dying experience two stages of grief? No, a popular theory does not say that people who are dying experience two stages of grief. A popular theory says that people who are dying experience five stages of grief. A person starts off feeling denial, and then moves through feelings of anger, then bargaining, then depression, and finally acceptance of the fact that death is near. What does a person start off feeling? A person starts off feeling denial. Some psychologists are now using these five stages of personal grief to describe humanity's collective grief over planetary death and loss. Who is now using these five stages of personal grief to describe humanity's collective grief? Some psychologists are now using these five stages of personal grief to describe humanity's collective grief. The first stage is denial. What stage is denial? The first stage is denial. Many people are still in denial that climate change is even happening. What are many people still in denial about? Many people are still in denial that climate change is even happening. They turn a blind eye to anything having to do with the problem. Do they turn a blind eye to anything having to do with the problem? Yes, they turn a blind eye to anything having to do with the problem. The second stage is anger. What is the second stage? The second stage is anger. People at this stage have moved past denial. What have people at this stage moved past? People at this stage have moved past denial. They are now angry about the state of our Earth and the loss of species. What are they angry about? They are now angry about the state of our Earth and the loss of species. The third stage of grief is bargaining. In this stage, a person is willing to make a trade to regain what they have lost. In this stage, what is a person willing to do? In this stage, a person is willing to make a trade to regain what they have lost. At this stage, people who are grieving stop playing the blame game. At this stage, who stops playing the blame game? At this stage, people who are grieving stop playing the blame game. Instead, they focus on making swift changes to save the planet. What do they focus on instead? They focus on making swift changes to save the planet. The fourth stage is depression. Is acceptance the fourth stage? No, acceptance is not the fourth stage. Depression is the fourth stage. In this stage, people begin to accept the reality of the loss. What do people begin to accept in this stage? People begin to accept the reality of the loss. They feel profound sadness or even numbness. How do they feel? They feel profound sadness or even numbness. And finally, in the fifth stage, people accept the situation. In what stage do people finally accept the situation? In the fifth stage, people finally accept the situation. Hopefully, humans never have to fully accept the demise of the Earth, because that would mean accepting our own demise as well. Why do we hope that humans never have to fully accept the demise of the Earth? We hope humans never have to fully accept the demise of the Earth, because that would mean accepting our own demise as well. What do you think? Can comparing planetary grief with personal grief help humanity find a way forward? Or is it too late? Will we actually be hearing about the death of the greatest barrier reef on Earth in our lifetime?